Lovely stuff. What a great choice you
Fabulous.
put there, Jeff. Yeah, I was looking on the website of Howard Gillespie. Does he make guitars, did you say?
No, he doesn't. He just makes lots of money.
Oh, right. Yeah. What about?
He's got his own shop, music shop in Ringwood in Hampshire.
Oh, right.
So he's part of Oasis Music, and I've known him for a fair few years. He's a big Shadows fan, and when we were looking for someone to replace Keith in the short to medium term, then it was the obvious choice, really. And we get on very, very well. And I say he's quite a Keith lookalike, so from a distance, you don't know.
All right, I'll keep it secret. But
Okay.
I was just wanted to make the listeners aware of something else, which is an integral part of your production, your entertainment, is the fact that you put a lot of fun and humor into it as well. So it's a lovely mixture of fun, humor, and good music. So was this something you particularly felt was the right way? I mean, I think it's a great way of doing it. It's sort of added to the entertainment factor of the when you do gigs.
I think with any tribute band, for them just to play the songs deadpan isn't gonna go very well for very long. And it was Tony again that provided the humour in his natural Brummy way. And since he's departed, it's been left to myself. And maybe Howard and Binksy to carry on the tradition
Yeah,
of
keep it
being a
quiet.
bit daft.
Yeah.
So.
No, I like that because sometimes well, it doesn't happen so much now, but you get some bands that are a bit sort of look a bit dour and you're sort of wondering whether they are actually enjoying themselves. But leaving that aside, I mean, from what I know from talking to you before, you've got a good bit of history about the Shadows. Can you tell the listeners briefly how you ended up doing a Shadows tribute band? Yeah, I'm presuming you learned the guitar at a relatively early age.
Yeah, I did. And it was thanks to my elder cousins, really. It was probably about 1968. And there was a family get together at Christmas time in the front room. And I didn't know that they were going to be there, but my cousins, one was a drummer, one was a lead guitarist. And they had two mates that played rhythm guitar and the bass guitar. And I sat down and heard this wonderful melodic kind of music
Yeah.
and thought, wow. And this is the first time I'd heard an electric guitar. I must have been probably about 11, something like that, just out of short trousers, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a tape recorder, luckily for that particular Christmas, very lucky lad. And I recorded what I heard, and I had it for years and years and years. And it was just my cousins playing some Shadows tunes, basically. And I thought, wow, I've got to get into this. And so, over the course of the next year or so, I acquired a little six-string acoustic guitar and learnt. Obviously, no internet in those days. So it was a chord book and just playing along to the radio or playing along to the record player, putting on those 45s or those 33 and a thirds, the LPs, and just building up the knowledge that way, really, you know. And I don't read music, so it's all picked up by ear, and I learn by hearing
Yeah,
and then playing.
people hear me say this so often. I'm always amazed about it because I couldn't play a musical instrument, much as I would like to try. And as well as the Shadows in those days, what were your other? I mean, obviously you picked Roy Orbison, which I can understand. What were your other musical influences in those days? I mean, just to give you an idea, I grew up with Little Richard and those sort of people, just prior then when the Beatles came along, but
Yeah.
Fats Domino and people like that. What was your
Well, I was born in 57, so that's 1857.
Yeah, well, you're 10 years younger than
So, from that particular point of view, I really got to listen to the Beatles when they first came out, and it was probably 1964. And I
Yeah.
remember buying, they had, was it the EPs, the Twist and Shout
Yeah.
EPs? And that was
For
probably
younger
one of my
people who
first
don't know
records.
what an EP is, it's called an extended player, and it was the same size as a single disc, but it had two tracks on either side. Because a lot of younger people don't know. I'm not being, trying to be silly about it, but a lot of people don't. I've never used vinyl, and yeah, so there was a lot of EPs about two tracks on each side.
Yeah, fabulous. It was
Yeah.
fabulous. And it went on the record player before CDs, and absolutely loved it. So all those kind of records followed. A lot of Shad's LPs. No, I think I went through the whole back catalogue in probably about 10 years of buying the Shad's LPs as they were
Yeah.
at the time.
Well,
But
I mean, I've told listeners this before. I can remember when back in the 60s, when a new Beatles single came out, you'd go into the shop and there'd be a bloke standing by the till and there'd be a queue, and he'd literally be handing them out straight away and taking the crash straight away. That's how quickly they sold. And if I remember in the early days, they were 6 shillings and eightpence. Gosh, that tells you how old we are. Sounds dreadful now, but I mean, it was such fun in those days.
That's old money as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. What's that, 30p, yeah. Times have changed. Oh, I've got the younger ones going, oh, not again, Richard. We don't hear
Dear.
about the
What can you get for
old days.
30p these days, eh?
Let's come to your next track. I've written this down. Is it Jessica, the Allman Brothers, yeah?
Yeah, special track, that is special track. And quite poignant because Dickie Betts, I don't know if you're aware, but Dickie actually died yesterday.
Who, sorry?
So it's Dickie Betts, one of the lead guitarists of the Allman Brothers.
No, I didn't know. I don't.
He's unfortunately he's no longer here. But we've always done this one in the show for the last 2 or 3 years. We did it at Deal last time, and it went down very, very well. And it's a twin lead guitar, which I particularly like.
Okay.
And
Well, there
so
you are,
it'd be
folks.
great to hear it.
Yeah, all right, folks. We'll give you a taste of what you probably. I know this is not the guys playing it, but this is Jessica by the Allman Brothers. And we do this as a tribute to Dickie, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Here you are, folks. Jessica by the Allman Brothers as a tribute and farewell to Dickie. Here we go, folks. Enjoy.